welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children, the podcast where I share the recordings of the bedtime stories I've improvised for my children over the years. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. For almost 20 years, I made up a new story for my children every night at bedtime. Many of those stories were recorded, and now I'd like to share the very best of those with you. I hope you enjoy these stories for wonderful children.
Slept the whole night without problem in the jungle. I did not hear the pirate blimp go over again.
What does blimp mean?
A blimp is like a long balloon that usually has propellers that make it go through the air faster.
What are propellers?
Propellers
are things that go around like this.
Things that spin, they're sort of like giant fans.
Like a propeller right now.
Kind of like giant fans that push you through the air or pull you through the air. So come morning, they took off and found a good northern wind. They traveled through the day until about lunchtime without incident. They came to a beach and then began traveling out over the ocean, which made them a little nervous because if they had a problem, they couldn't set the balloon down in the water. So they adjusted the height of the balloon. They went up a little bit to take them more to the northwest, so that they could get back over land. Although, while they were over the ocean, Tammy could look down and she saw a couple big whales swimming along underneath the ocean. And she thought that was really amazing. She could see them surfacing in the big spouts of air coming up out of their blowholes as they took deep breaths.
Isn't it spouts of water?
No, it's air. It just has a little water vapor in it so that you can see it, but it's just air. Because the blowhole is what whales breathe through. It's like your nose, except it's on the top of their head, because that makes it convenient to breathe. They just have to put the top of their head above water. So anyway, before long, they were passing back over the land, and they took the balloon down a little bit till they were going straight north again, and long about the time the sun was just starting to set, they heard the sound, a buzzing sound that Timmy recognized immediately as the sound of the pirate's balloon. And they looked around and they couldn't see it. And then Timmy spotted it. It was rising up from the ground below them. The pirates must have waited and hoped that they would pass by. But the pirates had to go quite a way up before they got to the same height that the family was. And so they continued on their way north, and they watched the sunset, and they hoped that the sun would hurry, because they hoped that in the dark the pirates would lose track of them. But the pirate balloon got closer and closer, and they could see now. When she used her spyglass telescope, she could see the jackals and the rabbits wearing pirate hats walking around on the deck of the blimp.
How long was the blimp?
I don't know. I didn't measure. It was big. It was about five times as long as their hot air balloon was.
About two of our rooms?
No. Maybe five of your rooms.
There could be
what?
One.
Okay.
Three,
so anyway,
four.
They could see that they could
like
see that they
cover our door.
They could see that they weren't going to be able to outrun the pirate blimp before the blimp caught up with them. And they saw some of the jackals come out with grappling hooks, which were hooks at the end of a long rope, and they figured that the pirates were going to throw the grappling hooks over and hook their basket of their balloon so that they couldn't get away. And the pirates were going to crawl over the ropes.
And then they were going to take down the ropes and make the balls fall out into the sea.
The basket. And so Tammy and her parents got ready, and when the pirates threw the grappling hooks, they grabbed them and they tossed them down off of their basket. They did it as fast as they could. There were a lot of pirates with a lot of grappling hooks. And just when they were sure that all hope was lost, Lorenzo opened up the mouth of the tin can Roadrunner statue they had. And whenever a pirate threw a grappling hook, Lorenzo would rush over and he would close that metal beak of the Roadrunner statue right on the rope and just slice it right in half. And then the pirates started running out of grappling hooks because they had all the hooks in the balloon. The pirates just had the rope. And then the pirates went to talk to each other. And they began thinking, oh, the pirates are going to try to pop our balloon. But by that time, the sun really was setting and it was starting to get dark. And so they fired the burner on their balloon. Because even though they couldn't go as fast as the pirates from side to side, they could go up much faster than the pirates. And so they went, and they went higher and higher and higher into the air. And the pirates decided not to try to chase them that night, clearly. Because they didn't try to chase them up into the darkening nighttime sky.
Were they flying over the sea still?
No, they were back over land. And they found up way up high.
They could just put their burners towards the ship and catch it on fire.
What?
They could just get their burner and turn it towards
the pirates. No. Well, but they need their burner in order to keep their balloon up, so they can't do that. Also, Tammy and her parents didn't feel right about trying to set someone else's balloon on fire. Although you're right. That's a creative idea, and it might have worked. But fortunately, they didn't need to do that, because they went up high, and they found a gentle wind blowing north. But they were up so high that they were very cold, and so they all had to get together on one of the beds, even Lorenzo the Roadrunner, and cover themselves up with all the blankets from both beds. And they decided they weren't going to come down that night. They took turns having one person awake, checking to make sure the wind hadn't changed, and checking to make sure the pirates hadn't come after them. Fortunately, they had no moon, and so they were able to drift on through the night, and they hoped that by the time morning came, they would have left the pirates far behind them. And I will tell you tomorrow night about what they saw when morning came, and what they did next.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's story, but heckling and clever commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and the logo was designed by Silas Wendelin. If you know someone who might enjoy the stories, please tell them about the show. Our website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com, and preview snippets are posted to most social media. I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.